The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it seems that Bill Gates has overtaken Jeff Bezos as the wealthiest person in the world. The difference between them now is just $1.3 billion. Small fry. But we shouldn't feel too sorry for Bezos. His net worth is still massively impressive at $108.7 billion. So how many times would you have to win the Euro Millions to enjoy the same levels of wealth? To pore over the numbers, we're joined now by consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan, at first, I suppose we should just get around. Why is Bill Gates so far ahead of Jeff Bezos on the richest person list now? Has 2019 been particularly good for him?
Good morning, Katie. Yes, it has. It's been a great year for Bill Gates. The co-founder of Microsoft has the top spot for the first time in over 2 years. And he regained the lead because Microsoft shares are up nearly 48% this year. And that helped boost the stake of his company. And then in October, we had this battle of the bands almost between Microsoft and Amazon for a $10 billion cloud computing contract with the Pentagon. And Microsoft won that, and that actually pushed Bill Gates right into the front.
So $108 billion, it's kind of hard to get your head around the numbers, but you're going to help us, Siobhan.
I certainly am.
Let's boil it down to a more manageable number. Mm-hmm. How much are they making a week, and how does it compare to what the rest of us are taking home?
Oh, right. OK, well, if we look at the national average weekly wage in Ireland at the moment, and the latest data published by the CSO, the Central Statistics Office, contained in the 2018 earnings analysis report, showed that the average person makes 741 euros a week. Now, Bill Gates makes 220 million a week, or 300,000 times the national average weekly wage. There is the most amazing statistic, Katie, on social media at the moment in relation to Jeff Bezos. It goes along the lines of, if you made $5,000 a day every day starting in 1492, when Columbus arrived in America, you still wouldn't be close to earning what he earns now.
It really just shows how crazily unequal, wealth really is. What about what Irish consumers will be spending in the run-up to Christmas? How does that compare with the riches of these two guys?
Yeah, again, another, when you compare the two, it's just like, your brain explodes a little bit. So according to the latest Consumer Market Monitor published last week by the Marketing Institute of Ireland and UCD Michael Smurfit Graduate Business School, we're going to spend $250 million collectively this Black Friday. Now, our spending as a country is equivalent to one of our billionaires spending that amount of money for just daily for just over a year. It's a lot of cut price plasma screens.
That certainly is. The spending habits of these two, they're known for... Are they known for living it up? Do they, flash the cash?
Jeff Bezos, absolutely. Bill Gates, less so. I mean, he has admitted to enjoying splashing out on a luxury private jet. Now, we know that Jeff Bezos, who is worth $108.7 billion now, he had to pay out $38 billion to his wife, Mackenzie Bezos. It was the most expensive divorce ever. And that's the reason for his kind of slipping in the stakes as well. But we also, you can look at that and go, well, divorce doesn't pay. But at the same time, Mackenzie, she was pivotal to starting up Amazon. She was the lady who got the first contracts, who got the first shipping deals. So really, 38 million is small change in terms of his entire net worth.
Absolutely, as in she absolutely deserves
she
it.
She absolutely did.
Because she's worth it, indeed. Go back to, if you look at, we say we have 10,000 people in emergency accommodation now, homeless in this country. If they were to buy a house for every one of these homeless people, would it leave them with change?
They would cost Jeff Bezos in or around $5 billion. To sort this out, to sort out Ireland's homeless and housing crisis. he would still walk away with $93 billion. It really is. You mentioned it earlier. You touched upon the fact that there's a huge difference between the wealthiest people and the world's poorest people. There's a very good statistic that three billionaires, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, collectively have more wealth than 160 million Americans, and that the world's 26th richest people own as much as the world's poorest 50%.
I suppose for most of us, our only chance ever of getting our hands on serious money that at any level like that would be to win the Euro Millions. So, say, Dolores McNamara, she was our big Euro Millions winner. Everyone still knows her name. What she took home from that compare to them?
So this is another lovely statistic here, Katie. So Dolores won 115 million on the Euro Millions. Bill Gates is wealth. His wealth is equivalent to 860 Dolores. And it would be the same as him winning that jackpot every day for 2.5 years. If we were to give people an idea of the difference between a million and a billion and put them together in terms of time, okay, and we break it down in seconds, you have a million seconds is 12 days, a billion is 31 years. 31 years multiplied by Bill Gates's net worth is equivalent to 3,069 years. If we go back 3,069 years. We're back in the 11th century, the beginning of the Iron Age.
Okay, I'm just going to have to go and lie down after that, Siobhan. But thank you for that
thank
take
you.
On Bill and Jeff's billions.